And I thought I'd begin by saying something about the notion of heroism or being a heroine or hero, because I think it to be an attitude that is present all through life, whether it be at 3 or at 6 or at 10 or at 15 or 50. It's when you have a sense that you are on your own and circumstances are difficult and the potential to give up, to give in to fear, to be overwhelmed is clearly there, where there are definite risks to a sense of well-being, where there are definite risks to a sense of will some spark that feels authentic be allowed to live and grow when often what is going on would oppress it or put it out. And I think about the heroic quality as reflected in several myths, many myths actually, and in almost any modern story in which there is an identification with the protagonist as somebody quite human, meaning quite vulnerable, up against difficulties that, however they are expressed, whether in science fiction or fantasy or psychological terms, that somehow the reader can say, I know something about what that feels like. Maybe I have never been up against a dragon in reality, but I certainly have felt the fire breath of someone breathing down my neck who might fire me and burn my career to a crisp. Or I can certainly understand what it might be like to be abandoned and out on my own. And in the last chapter of Goddesses in Every Woman, the chapter is called A Heroine in Every Woman, and I did describe the sense of how we are all protagonists in our own life story. But that's the image, to think of yourself as being the major character in the most important story that you will ever know, which is your own life. And to imagine that you did come in, like we all came in, to a world that had a mixed reaction to our coming. Because I think for all of us there may have been a time, longer for some, shorter for others, where we enter and feel a sense of warmth and welcome. And then the world intrudes in some sort of way, and an insecurity comes, a sense that it's not entirely a trustworthy place or a trustworthy situation, and that we, consequently, are not perfect either. And there's a sense of separation at that point, and a sense in children especially that if we are viewed negatively, that there must be something wrong with us. And so over and over again, there is what happens outside is a struggle. But the next thing, and from a psychological standpoint, the more important is what happens inside. That when you are in a position, as I am, as many of you are, as therapists, you listen to people's stories. And you really get how varied the individual incidences are, and yet the major sense is, will this soul be defeated or not? Will there be a sense of absorbing whatever happens that's negative as being somehow deserved? And therefore, if bad things happened to me, I must be bad. And to struggle against that is a major inner struggle. My secretary assistant recently found herself in what I consider a very heroic situation. That is, she was doing something at jazzercise and slipped and fell and crushed the bones in her wrist. And she is a computer person and left-handed, and it was her left wrist that was terribly deformed and broken in many pieces. So swollen that she was in chronic pain, and it could not be casted for some time until the swelling went down. And I heard her attitude of one not blaming, not martyring, having a sense that this was something that she was unexpectedly confronted with. And then she had to deal with the presence of chronic pain. And it made me sensitive to the issues of chronic pain. And I then came across a couple of articles. One Anne LaSanne gave to me, because it was part of her story. And it was a quote from Albert Schweitzer, and it talked about the fellowship of people who bear the mark of pain, and how when they survive that, when they've known what pain is and have gone through that phase, how they are never the same, and that they belong to a fraternity of other people who have had this particular initiation and can be moved to now pay back. For that was his attitude, to then go to Africa and care for others who have not yet gone through that initiation by pain. So there was that. And then if you're a physician, you get a throwaway called the Robin's Reader that has sort of things to think about. It's a little throwaway that has little sayings and little essays in. And it talked about heroism, a heroism of what you feel like at midnight at 3 a.m. when you are beset by all your fears, and the getting through the night kind of heroism, which means getting on with life, really. That what do you do when disaster has occurred, is occurring, could occur? What can you do? Well, the heroism in the middle of the night is that you keep on doing what you have to do and you move through it. And in some ways, this unheralded heroism is certainly what anyone who has ever been through any kind of dark night knows about. Knows that there are times in which if you could only give up, you would, but you didn't because you're still here. The kind of thing that says, I will go to do whatever I have to do tomorrow morning anyway. And there gets to be a wisdom in this kind of heroism after a while. There's a notion that of this too shall pass, that of getting through, that you know somehow that you will get through, so that the next time it comes up, there is that awareness that as bad as this is, you've been through some tight places before, and you probably will find your way through again. And that's part of the wisdom that comes from having experiences that are like abductions, when you feel like you have been like Persephone in the meadow, gathering flowers, attracted to something new, and suddenly, instead of it turning out to be a beautiful experience, you are abducted in some way into a particular underworld. And that underworld might be a depression, it might be a disillusionment, it might be a betrayal. And what it does is plunge you into a depression where for a while it seems like nothing has meaning and that you'll never get out of this dark, dim place where all you have are memories. And yet with life there is an awareness that this passes. That in those dark nights that feel like they go on forever, that is not really so. It's a subjective experience like Persephone herself had when she was in the underworld. There was a sense that she would never see the light of day again, that she would never see Mother Earth, her own mother. She would never be under a blue sky. And she did come through, and she was rescued by Hermes, who came from Zeus as messenger god. And what I see about that is that the messenger god often brings a sense of meaning.